Ben Keating on Black Country Radio. Dave here, just gone five. And, well, it was a roller coaster last night for this team.
Benbo with a lob ball into the penalty area. The goalkeeper's missed it. And it's in! It's there!
On the line with me now, I should have a very, very happy gentleman indeed. Gordon, are you there?
I certainly am,
there
yes.
We go. We finally got there in the end. How are you, sir?
I'm tired, but very happy.
I imagine so. See, last night, Stourbridge FC managed to win their FA Cup tie against League One Northampton. Now, Gordon, for those who don't really follow football, how big of a moment is that?
Well, it's an unbelievable achievement. We're playing against a League One side who have had quite a good season so far. And last night they fielded exactly the same level that they fielded at Port Vale on Saturday when they won. So in terms of achievement, it is absolutely tremendous.
And from all accounts of what I heard, Stourbridge actually dominated the game.
Yes, to be fair to Northampton, their manager said we fully deserve to go through. Their fans have also said that as well. We did dominate the game in certain stages of it. And if you look at the facts and figures, which statistics are not always true, but we understand that Northampton didn't have one effort on goal, which is great, and we had four or five, or maybe six.
Now, Northampton, they're third tier of English football. What tier are Stourbridge FC?
Well, we're known as Step 3, which is Step 7 in relationship to that. So they're one, two, three, four leagues above us.
Four leagues above you. Wow. Now, I understand the goal scorer for Stourbridge FC last night when you won 1-0 is a student.
Yes, he is a student. Big Jack Duggan. We signed him from Rushall in the close season. He had not a good start for us because he picked up an injury in the first match. But he's really worked hard on his fitness. He's come back over the last few weeks. And last night he turned in an excellent performance that culminated with the winning goal.
Fantastic stuff. Now, Gordon, everyone always hears about the FA Cup, how it's a dream tie for teams like Stourbridge to draw these big sides. But what goes into all this organisation to have these big sides come and visit Stourbridge FC?
Well, we have to look at the overall FA Cup rules, which are very stringent. We have to involve the local authority, which includes the council, the police, the fire brigade and all people like that. So we've got a capacity on the ground, which is a safety certificate, which is issued by the Dudley Council. And each standing area or seated area has the nominated number. And then we agree on what the capacity will be. And then we have to look at segregation, whether we segregate the away fans, which we did last night. And that turned out very successfully. So we have to have, for example, on the match night, we have to have a doctor in attendance, first aid responders in attendance, extra stewarding to accommodate the additional spectators. We also have to look at extra toilet facilities, catering facilities for the number we've got to attend in the game. So there's an awful lot to be taken into consideration before we finally rubber stamp it and say we're going for that attendance and this is what we need to do it. And what we're very conscious of, we are a community standard club, and we want to do the best for Stourbridge, not only the football club, but for the community within that. And that's why we make it a good night for the spectators. And last night, they were unbelievable.
Well, that's why everyone, I imagine, at work, somebody knows someone else who heard, who was there, who was part of this amazing event for Stourbridge FC. I mean, from what you've said there, I imagine you have to go through the same kind of rules as someone like Arsenal in the FA Cup. Does that come
Exactly right, but obviously it's amortized down to what your crowd capacity is, but they have to abide by exactly the same rules for their FA Cup matches as well.
So this is the second round that you won last night, but how many rounds are there before the actual second round?
Well, we go in the first qualifying round, so then there's a second qualifying, third and fourth qualifying before we've reached the first round proper.
Wow. Has there been any close moments before last night when you're thinking, oh, maybe this is the moment where we exit? Has there been any kind of squeaky bum times?
We go back to the first tie against Peterborough Sports when we were away from home. It was a very wet afternoon and we were 1-0 down, but we bounced back and came back to win 3-1. And 3-1 or 3-2, I can't remember now, but you got to put it in that. We could have been, they were a banana skin for us, but we overcame it. And then we did our business in the next few rounds to get us through to where we are today. But I want to emphasise that the board of directors put all the bricks into place, but we can't manage as a club without the wonderful support we get from all the volunteers who help us for catering, stewarding and everything like that. It's a big, big team effort. And that team extends to the playing side where Gary Hackett, the manager, and his staff, plus all the players, we are one unit fulfilling a purpose in football.
Would you say that it's not just a team, it's almost a community that Stourbridge FC is?
Well, that's right. For example, we run 22 junior sides.
22?
Well.
Wow.
That includes ladies, girls, youth team,
that's
boys.
Incredible.
At all levels. They all wear the Stourbridge red and white stripes, and it's one hell of a community club.
What was the attendance last night in the end?
2,520.
Wow. I mean, what's the usual average attendance at Stourbridge FC?
Well, we've done well in the league this year, actually. Our attendances have been growing. We'll hope, following last night's victory, that we're at home to Spennymoor on Saturday. And we have a good gate on Saturday, but we're averaging 770 at the moment for league games.
Oh,
which is the highest in the Northern Premier League at the moment.
Oh, really? Wonderful stuff. So the next person to face Stourbridge FC is Wickham Wanderers. Now, Wickham Wanderers, they're in League 2, is that right?
Correct, yes. They're going well in League 2 as well.
That's a league below Northampton, who were the people you beat last night.
That's right, yes.
Ah, okay.
That's just the statistic. I wouldn't sort of say that there's any weight on what will eventually happen, but I know we'll go down there full of confidence and give it our best shot.
So you're away for the next tie, and when is the date of the next tie? How can we catch it?
Well, it's Saturday, January the 7th it's scheduled for, with a 3 p.m. kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
But we might be moved to the Sunday to cover TV coverage.
Oh,
we don't
wonderful.
Know yet.
Now, if you were to get TV coverage, would that make a big difference for the club?
Financially, yes, of course, but it wouldn't be a full 90 minutes game with TV cameras there. It'd be edited highlights that phase into the BBC sports programme on Sunday afternoon, but there is a financial incentive there, yes.
Well, I hate to use the old cliche, but it's just the magic of the FA Cup.
It really is. It really is. A lot of the big clubs now probably haven't got that emphasis that we have, but for the smaller clubs like us, the proof of the pudding is in the eating, and look what it's done for Stourbridge, not only just this season, but over the last few seasons as well.
Yeah, because looking at the records of the team, you've not done bad in the FA Cup in the past few seasons as well.
Well, that's right. I mean, three times in the last 6 years we've reached the second round, and now we've done it again now and reached the third round proper, you know.
Fantastic.
So it's been tremendous, absolutely tremendous. It's a run that... It is tremendous. It's been a lot of hard work, but a lot of satisfaction for the club, for the supporters and everybody else. And long may it continue. But you have to take cup football into reality and say it might not happen next season or the season after that.
Enjoy the moment.
We won't be far away.
Before you go, Gordon, I just want to pick up on that whole community aspect. Do you think that's almost lost at higher level teams or even in other sports as well?
It's difficult to put the finger on that one, in as much that there's an awful lot of money in the pro game, an awful lot of money. A lot of it isn't filtered down as much as we'd like at the lower grassroots levels as we are considered. But the pro clubs do an awful lot for their communities as well. They really do. And they do plough a lot of money into their local communities. So you can't knock them. It's probably a little bit above that, where who decides how much money is fed down through the system. But the clubs do a lot of work for their communities.
Well, thank you ever so much for joining me, Gordon. And thank you to all of those who help with Stourbridge FC keeping it alive. Before you go, though, the big question. What's your prediction for the Wickham Wanderers game?
If we kick off at 3 o'clock... I'll be able to tell you that at about 4:45 or 10:05 on the match night.
Brilliant stuff. Thank you ever so much for joining me, Gordon.
Dave, it's a pleasure.
No problem at all. Thank you so much. Once again, a huge congratulations to Gordon and to Stourbridge FC, winning 1-0 last night in the FA Cup. They're it through to the third round against Wycombe Wanderers. I'm sure we'll all be supporting them here at Black Country Radio.